Ja, zu sagen.
Eicho Yoshua Bodod, Hoi Rabothi Om, Hoi Sokalmono. Once again, we're saying those words that ring in the ears of Klal Yisrael for already thousands of years. They were first said before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. A wake-up call, what was supposed to be a wake-up call. Eicho Yoshev Adod. How could it be? How is it that Ir Abothi Om Yerushalayim, the city that was full of millions of people, people came from all over the world, Jews and non-Jews, to see the glory of Yerushalayim. Eicho Yoshev Adod. Now that Yerushalayim, which is the center of Klal Yisrael, the center of the world, is now Bodod all by itself. Chazal said after the Churban, there were 52 years that not even Bali Chaim were there, no animals there, totally desolate, nothing, dead. From being the center of life in the world, the real life, spiritual life, and even physical life, the Shefa came down from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. Yoshua Badod, who was totally dead, there was nothing, no life there. No Jewish life, no human life, not even animal life. Bochor Tivke Balayla Vidimosa Lechio Eino Menachem Ikolodveo. That is a response. That's the only thing one can do. Bochor Tivke Balayla. To cry and cry and cry. When we see that our source of life, the world's true source of life, the tachlis of the Bria, the world was created, everything, so we should have a Beis HaMikdash, we have Shashrosh HaShchina Klal Yisrael, from the Bria Sa'olam, to see its Mitzrayim, the Nisim of the Midbar, was all for this one purpose, that there should be a place in the world of Shashrosh HaShchina, and there should be a nation that will be Dovik, so close with Hashem, and through the Beis HaMikdash, through the Avodah, that they will uplift through this Ashrosh HaShchina that we have in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the world is all about. Now it's dead. Bodod, all by himself. Just earth. Sion, Sora Techovish, the Novi said. Just be flat over, nothing there, nothing growing, desolate completely, no life. Hey, Menachem! There's no nechama for such a situation. What are you going to tell me? What can you tell me? It's not so bad. Life goes on. Don't worry, Hashem will take care of you. You'll have panacea, you'll have health. Is that what life is all about? If someone would tell a person, Rachmon Ritzlon has some type of machla, they can't move any of his evorim. He can't move any part of his body. And his brain is also not working well. He can't think straight. He's just alive. There's nothing working, but he's alive. And tell him, don't worry. Life goes on. Would he take it as a nechama? Life goes on. He can't do anything. Can't move. He can't think. He's just there. And you see him of nefesh or guf that he can't do anything at all. Sometimes the life that goes on is not a life. And that's what the Novi was telling us. The Yoshua Badod. Without the chiyus, without life, yes, life goes on. But the level of life we have now is even less than that marshal that I gave. The group of Klal Yisrael is around. And the Chanami, we have a level of Avodas Hashem, even so, but compared to what was before, there's no life. Nothing to stop the crying. The crying is a feel of loss, of lacking. When somebody close to somebody is nifta, They cry. That's a natural reaction. The feeling that life doesn't just go on. A part of me is missing. Something so close to me, so essential to my life is missing. Life will never be the same. Here it's much more so. It's not just somebody close to us. It is our chayy. Next to the base of me is called Beis Chayenu, the place of our life. Chazal say, and Gemara Sanhedrin says, why does it start with the word Eicha? And it makes a gematria. Eicha is a gematria of 36. It says that we did not have the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, so Kriyas was over, and the 36 Krisas, the 36 Krisas. What does that mean? The Krisas are different Averis. Person involves himself in different types of pleasures which he shouldn't have, and he doesn't see the big picture. He thinks he's connecting himself to something. He's connecting himself with his pleasures, satisfying his nerve endings. But he doesn't see that at the same time he's fulfilling himself in his imagination. He's kodesh. He's cutting himself off from life, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yetzer Hara. He makes us focus on this little world over here that lasts just for a few years and then it's finished. At the expense of this world, people are willing to give up eternity. That's what Eicha is saying. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world that there shouldn't be krisos, there should be chibur, should be connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second of our lives. That's what we're saying. Hashras Hashrin in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not suffice. And that's not what he created the world for, that there should be Shrine in the Elyonim with the Malachi HaShores and know everything, obviously. The whole Tachlis HaBriya, the whole purpose of the creation of all this world and all the worlds, Ad Olmei Olmayo, the highest, loftiest world, the just that it should be. This planet Earth is tiny, inconspicuous dot in the universe, but it's the purpose of the entire world. And the entire purpose is, it should be Chibor, not Kodesh. Chibor, I recognize the connection to my life source. Eicha, that's another saying, you missed the point. How did this happen? The answer is, Eicha, you did not connect. It says in the same Gemara, that why is it written with Chav Beis Oisiyais, the 22 letters of the alphabet, of the Hebrew alphabet? And it's also because they transgressed the Torah. That's written with the 22 Oisiyais. The 22 Oisiyais are also creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to transform from the spiritual world into the physical world. The Oisiyais are something you could pronounce. That's a basic level of existence. And with the Oisiyais of the Torah, we know that all the Oisiyais in the Torah, the Ramban says, the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the combinations of the Oisiyais of the Torah is the source of the entire physical world. The Oisiyais is the highest level of physicality, and it goes down to the lower levels of physicality. But HaKoponim, the same idea. We're given these Oisiyais, the physical world, to use the physical world for Avodas Hashem, to take the physical world and uplift it, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we didn't get the message. We just went after the creation of Hashem, the beautiful creation of the world, with all the physical pleasures of the world, and the covet, and the power, whatever it was, all the selfish drives that we had, and forgot the bigger picture. Eicha! That's what Eicha is telling us. You cut yourselves off. That's what Chazal say. That's the same Eicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Adam HaRishon. Ayeko, the same letters, Ayeko, where are you? That is what we're crying about today. We didn't get the message in time. When Yohan Novi and all the Nevi'im, Yeshayo, all the Nevi'im, over hundreds of years, were telling us, my dear friends, Hashem loves you. Hashem is with you. You have to be with Him. Don't rely on the fact that Hashem loves you. Because Hashem loves you. Because He wants to bestow good upon you. He wants to give you nitzchias. He wants to make that chibur. That is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is that eternal connection between us and Hashem. That's the tragedy of Kodesh, that we cut off from the chibur. But Avodas Hashem is Adarav. Every mitzvah is mechaber. It's more, connects us closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Mesillas Yesharim says, the dvekis that we get is through the mitzvahs. And Chmonas Lan, every Aveda we do, every Midera we do, is a Mechitza, a Choyma, a wall between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're sitting tonight again, saying that Eicha, who knows how many thousands of times already. But now's the time for us to not just say the words, not to wait for the Chazan to finish, to get home. We need that Bechi. That Bechi, that cry is coming from that feeling. That I want the connection. I feel I'm missing something. We're in Golis. Entire Golis from beginning to end. As we mentioned yesterday, there's one period of Silo Kashrina. Hester upon him. The Ephraim, the world should be Chorev. That situation of Yoshua bothered, the world was dead. That's the way it should look today. And the only reason why it doesn't look that way is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. And he can't keep it bothered. He can't keep it dead. Because if it's dead, then Klai Yisrael dies. And the whole Tachlis HaOlam, the whole purpose of the world is finished. Hashem wants the world to come. And Hashem has so much patience. Another year and another year, Shulay Nivne, Kila Shenichav. We showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't step up to the plate. But Hashem doesn't give up. Hashem is with us always. This is what we have to think now. Hashem is with me. The fact that Baruch Hashem, I have food to eat, I have clothing to wear, I have relative health. Let's talk about till a few months ago. Everything was so wonderful. Who in the world, in his wildest dream, would dream there'll become a time we can make chasenes the way we want, we can have simchas, we can hug one another, can meet another, and more than all, we can't be in our bayis, Hashem's house, bayis ma'at, how many people can go there, so many people are still at home. So we say, Shivchik b'mayim livich, noichach b'nei Hashem, we just read also, pour your heart out, like water, noichach b'nei Hashem, the Targum says, where is noichach b'nei Hashem? We don't have the Beit HaMikdash. So where are we going to go? Nachas Pnei Hashem in front of Hashem. The Targum says, Nachas Pnei Hashem is in the Bote Knesius. Hashem left us the Bote Knesius. We don't have the Beit HaMikdash. We have the Mikdash Ma'at. Nachas Pnei Hashem. And even that we lost now. Hashem is calling out to us. How could it be that this is still going on? How can it be that you're still getting further and further away? You're taking for granted that Hashem does his knees to him and the Esther upon him, and even so he keeps us going. But that's not the way it should be. And we're mixas anusim. We're partly not to blame, maybe 90% not to blame. It doesn't make difference to the percentages. We're living in a society that is disconnected. Nobody's connected to anybody else. The only thing people are connected is to the machines, to the computers and to the phones and to everything else. We're an insane world. You look at people touching, petting their things nonstop. It look like the tum-tum. I don't know how to say it. Insane. They lost themselves. Kept people sitting together at a gathering. That's all they do. And even the people that don't have those type of phones, it's a constant thing. People come home, checking their email, checking their this, checking their that. How much time are we spending in with our own family? Hashem is setting up the situation we're in now. Yes, we're Yoshua B'dod. We're separated from one another. But other times, the time to wake up when you're bothered and you don't have all those other things. Detach yourself from those things and connect. That's what we're saying. The Chorban came because we attached ourselves to Shtuyot. We attached ourselves to Olam Hazeh, Krisus. Attaching yourself to the wrong thing is kriyas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cutting yourself off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much are we cutting ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much are we cutting ourselves from one another? How much are we really thinking about the other person? Which just involved in ourselves. When a person comes involved in ourselves, in himself, he becomes, all the worst things come out. He just thinks about himself, he cares about himself. Maybe there's a chesed here and there, Baruch Hashem, nobody's on that madrega. But I'm talking about for myself. Are we really caring about others as much as we could? Are we nice to Berlin with others and their bedivis and whatever they're doing, their hardships, their challenges as much as we can? Like I always say, if there's nothing for us to do, at least be mitzparel. Wake up. Shivchi kamayim libech neichav nei Hashem. Take your heart, the lay for heaven, and transform it to mayim. And heaven, lay for heaven is the description of a heart that is of stone. Nothing moves it. It's not affected by anything. It's just affected by himself. I need my covet, and I need my money, I need my this, I need my that. I'm never getting enough of it. People don't recognize I'm the greatest living Jew. Shivchi kamayim libech. Turn your heart from being the hardest thing to being not even a solid or a liquid. Pouring. Nothing. It just pours out. That's what mayim is. Mayim has nothing for itself. It doesn't have any chiyus for itself. Mayim is the thing that brings chiyus to the other. And that's what the heart is supposed to do. The human heart. Take it as a marshal of the heart. God has nothing for itself. The stomach, the mouth tastes, the nose smells. But heart has nothing for itself. Its whole tachlis is to bring chiyus to the rest of the body. That's the marshal of the heart. That's what a Jewish heart is supposed to be. Hashem gave me my lev toiv. Not to be involved in myself. My heart should pour out like a wellspring. The water is coming out of my heart. Should go out and bring life not just to me, from my own personal bakoshes, to bring life with Klal Yisrael, to the world, to really care. I want to bring the real life to the Hashem by mishabit to Hashem, because that's what it's all about. Chorus on one side, Eichel, Lamed Vov, Jesus on one side, and the other side, Noichach Pnei Hashem, if I'm in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I realize that Pnei Melech Chaim, life is in the, when I have the shining face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all in my hands, it's all in our hands. If I turn my face, I shine my face, I melt my heart. There's nothing left of me. Just want to be with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want Klal Yisrael to recognize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the way I feel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that same way. That makes a chibur. That makes a chibur. And Adarabba, with my heart pouring out, Mitzchabat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and my eyes full of tears, Yoyma V'layla, not tears of depression, of tears of, I'm waiting to get back to your HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I miss it so much. It's not enough, the physical state I'm in now, with Baruch Hashem, even with all the tzaras we have now, and we don't know where we're heading. But Baruch Hashem, it's still livable for the vast majority. Rachmanus Lander, Ad Yechidim, that it's impossible. Sakonas Nefoshes, Sakonas HaNefesh, Sakonas HaGuf. But Baruch Hashem, most of us, it is survivable. But we don't know where we're heading. We're in Golis. We're in Hester Ponim. And we have to stop this Hester Ponim. And we have to stop the Hester Ponim, these two things. Ayinayim. The two Mesholim, our eyes should tear like a river, and our heart should pour out also like a river. Our eyes and our heart, those are the two things that we need. The eyes that we're running after Olam Hazeh, and we're involved in our selfish, physical, mundane drives. Everybody on his level, Kamuvan, Baruch Hashem, we're on a high level, but each one needs a physical in this. Now, at least one day a year, shed a tear. Let those eyes say, what did I do with my eyes? I look at the wrong things. Should be looking at the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and look at the state of the world. And together with that, Shivchi Kamayim Libech, my heart, that the heart also is the Surach Levavchem. It's Levavchem. It's my heart. It's only interested in me. Then destroys everything. It just cares for my physical life. I don't limit it It's just my physical body. Kamayim is like a wellspring pouring out with no limits, spreading out over the entire world, this world and the spiritual worlds. I want to cure. I want to bring life to all the worlds I can. By connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm bringing chiyus. I'm connecting the entire world to the Makor HaChayim. And we have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. I am lacking. I'm waking up. My Yetzer Hashem is calling out, where are you? Yes, I'm here. I'm here for you. And it's part of it is, it's not just because I'm lacking something. I'm thinking about myself. I'm thinking about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Bracha says, three times a night, Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoye Ke'ari, roaring like a lion, Oy Levonim Shavim Nesayim, Mechat Yisbeisi. Hashem, three times a night, crying out, Walter, for my sons, because of the Aves, I had to destroy my Beis HaMikdash to keep Klal Yisrael going. So after they say Choli, if he glazed him in Umas Oilam, and they put him into Golus. And the Gemara afterwards brings another Maisa, really a Novi. Also, met Rabbi Yisi, and by Yehuva. And he said, what do you hear? And he said, I hear a baskol in a hemes ki yoyna. I see a baskol that's making the sound like a dove, like a yoyna. So he says the same thing. And says it says the same thing. And said, Eliyahu Novi, you should know it's not only over here that he's saying that. The chol yoyim shlol sholish pomim in the daytime. Maral learns this another three times. He says the same statement, Oily, that I was mach of my bias, Oily, that I had to send my children into Golus. So think about Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're going through life. We're thinking about whatever we're thinking. But think of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is three times a day, Erev, Avoker, Tzarayim, three times a night, the beginning, middle, and the end, every point of time of the day, nonstop, since the Chulam Beis HaMikdash. At night, like the lion, roaring, like the melech. I'm the melech of the world, and I have to just sit back and watch that my own children have to be in Golus. My house is burnt. In the daytime, when people are so involved in so many other things, like a dove, we know that the pigeons always, the husband and wife, always together. We're connected. Nothing can take us apart. They're involved in their pursuits, but I'm involved in Klal Yisrael. I'm the Yoyna waiting for Klal Yisrael to come back. So we should think about this. Wake up a little bit. This is the nature of the world for thousands of years. People are saying, oh, I'm waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How many times a day are you crying out HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, oi, I can't go on anymore like this. I need the Beis HaMikdash. I need to keep us glorious. I need Klaishot to come back. I need to respond him. The Rachmim that we're going through now is not our respond him. It's Hester upon him. And even so, Hashem is doing, having this Rachmim on us. Can you imagine what it would be like our respond him? Everything would be so beautiful. But a menuchas nefesh, a peace of mind and a sweetness that we will feel constantly. The uplifting and the ikir. And we'll be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll be with us. Yeah. Shemi Zoycha, this is, like we're saying, a day to change our lives. It's a Moed, it's a special Yontif, and it's a Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's a very, very holy Yontif. It's a Bechina of Yom Kippur. Just like Yom Kippur, a person can change his whole life. He can clean his slate and come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Kodesh HaKadosh, and this is the Yom Kippur of the Rechok, of the recognition that I'm lacking so much. I'm lacking so much. I need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I know and I feel and I wake up to think how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bizarre for me six times a day. And more than that, it says that more than six times a day, that every time Klal Yisrael is nechnosim lebote knesiyas, bote medroshes. And they say, Yehei Shmei HaGodol Mevorach. HaGadosh Baruch Hu Kavayochel tilts his head and says, Ashrei HaMelech HaKalsim B'Yvedvesoy. Ay, V'av Shehiglis Bonav, Oylem Levonim Shagom HaShulchan Avim. We say, Men Yehei Shmei Rab in the Shul, but the Knesset, but the Rejoshes. Hashem says, oh, the nachas they have, that the Mekalis are praising me in my house. And woe to my sons, when Nigla Benun is Oilam. This is an opportunity we have throughout the year, especially on this day, the Men Yehei Shmei Rab, official of our call partner should be, the real Men Yehei Shmei Rab, Meyom Mekalis. Many of us can't say it. Many of us are not in the Basi. Nechach Nei Hashem, the Bodek Nesios. Even that we don't have now. And we can't be there at least. We can't say the Ben Yesh Meirav. Think about it. Think about how much they want to be able to say the Ben Yesh Meirav, how much they want to come back to the Beis Hashem, starting with our own little Beis Knesses over here. And he's going eventually to the Beis HaGodol, the Beis HaMikdash. But we have to yearn for it. We have to feel. I can't. And like I said, if we're not the Madrigal to do it every day, at least one day a year, wake ourselves up, shake ourselves up. And if we do that, we're changing our lives. But at least saying, okay, one day a year, I'm putting myself back, just like the Yom Kippur, by the Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur, I put myself everything back into the right position. Even if we go back afterwards and we fall, we uplifted ourselves. We kept ourselves connected to life. And that's what we're doing now. I went through the year and I was involved in what I have and what I don't have and with my money and my COVID and my health and all these wonderful things. And now I'm stopping for one day. Shoras! Like we say tomorrow, everything has stopped. Yosha Badod, everything is dead. Isolate. Desolate. Nothing there. We're all by ourselves. And now I'm waking up. Yes. I have to thank Hashem for what I have, but oh, so much is missing. I'm missing it so much. I want to be the bonim sheiglu about shulchan avim. I realize the concept of shulchan avim. I'm not there. I'm in Golis. We could be on shulchan of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and together we think about Hashem who's crying out six times a day, and every time we say Amen Yishmei Rabba, oi to my sons, how much he wants us back. And yet Hashem, we're misragish. Feel it. The nachal, dima, the tears that come out. And if you can't get a tear out, I just feel bizarre that I can't get the tear out, but I want to get the tear out. And shivchi kamayim libech, for one day let my heart not think about my personal drives and needs and wants, not be limited just to my body. Can nachal just go out? Nachal shoitev, this big river that's pouring out, giving life. And this is the life we could give to ourselves and to the world. I'm not connected just to the physical world. I'm not connected just to technology. I'm not connected just to myself. I'm connected to Klal Yisrael, connected to Avim Shebashamayim. And if we have those feelings, may I make a leave, that that's the way I want to continue life. I want to feel alive of the life of Shiris Gamayim Libeich. I want to be Zeichet and Neichet Nei Hashem. Back to the Bodhi Knesius. Back to the Beit HaMikdash. It's Hashem. Hashem will see that. He'll give us another year of chiyus, of kiyuva, getting closer to the gula. And maybe if we do it, mkol aleif, we'll be zeicha. This will be the last time they will have to do this tanach al dima. Adarava. Will be yosis alayich elikoyach kimsoyschos and alkalo. That's the way Hashem wants. We should have a tremendous simcha of the chiva back together. To the kibbutz goyos of Klal Yisrael, the building of the Bote Knesses and Bote Midroshes, everyone coming back to that, the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the Hashroas HaShchina, for all Pnei Melech Chaim, to be zeichet to the Emes HaChaim for us and the entire world.
Amen.